Hello?
Hi, this is Nikki from Local Splash. Can I be for Chris?
Yes, he's actually on the phone with me right this second. Here he is, 1 second.
Oh, okay.
I have to speak to you.
Oh, what? Hey, how we doing?
Hi, Chris. This is Nikki from Local Splash. How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Sorry about that.
Alright. Yep, I'm actually calling to continue your client interview. It's now still a good time.
Yeah, it should be a good time now, yep.
Okay, sounds good. So we're done, we're left with your security question. So can we set up your security question for your protection? So you can choose between your mother's maiden name, the city you were born, or your first pet's name.
It's gonna be, I'll do like the city I was born.
Mm-hmm, and that would be?
Marlette, Michigan.
Marlette, Michigan. Okay, let me go ahead and have that for you. All right, thank you for that. Okay, so now I'm going to go ahead and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here, Chris.
Okay.
Your business name is called More Dumpster and Junk Removal, correct?
Yes.
And that address that I have on here, that is 127 West Jackson Street, Lansing, Michigan, 48906.
Yes.
All right. And is this a home address or an office location?
Home address.
Home address. I see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes.
Amazing. Will you be able to read to me your business license number and the expiration date?
Not right now. No.
All right, that's okay. It's nice. If it's not handy, I'll just note it here then.
Yeah, I definitely don't have that in my back pocket.
Gotcha. All right, not a problem. And I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yep.
Okay. And are you open to publicly displaying your home address? Google has
nope.
A reward. Okay, I'm going to hide it for you. All right, let's hide it here. And later in the call, Chris, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that you'll need to contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 517-940-1100?
Yes.
And I just want to make sure that I got your correct email address, and that's going to be moredumpsterjunkremoval@gmail.com. Okay. And do you
now, is there any way, because my wife is a business owner with me, is there any way she can answer the rest of the questions?
Yeah, sure. Would you like me to go ahead and note it here that your wife is can do any changes to the account?
No, but she can answer the questions.
Oh, only the question. All right, not a problem.
Yep. All right, yep, here she is.
All right.
That's Google. They're setting up our Google advertising.
Hi, this is Nikki. May I have your name?
Ellen McKenzie.
Ellen. All right. All right, Ellen. So, Chris just wanted to continue the client interview with you, so I'm going to go ahead and ask you questions so we can set up your account, okay?
Okay.
All right. So we just left off with the website. So I will let you know first what I'm doing. So I am verifying your business details. We will define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter for your Google Business Profile. And I will explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline and next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me because I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So we just left off with the website. So do you already have a business website or not yet?
We do not have a business website.
Okay. Not a problem.
No, they're making one.
We can launch a high converting site for you, specially designed for local leads and visibility. So let me just go ahead and pull up the website URL options or domain name for you to choose from, okay? So, let me have it here, Ellen. I really highly suggest that you have a shorter domain name so it's going to be easier for your clients to remember. Let me check. Do you have any shorter domain name in mind so I can go ahead and check if it is available, or do you want to do more dumpster moredumpster.com or moredumpster.net?
Let me ask him really quick. Would you prefer, like, for a website, would you want to do, like, moredumpster.com or something like that to make it easier?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, let's have moredumpster.com as your domain name. And just in case that you will cancel your services with us and you wanted to keep the domain name, you can have this for $99, okay?
Okay.
All right, and since we'll be creating a website for you, let me just note this domain name. We will create a high-converting site specially designed for local leads and visibility. So I'm going to ask you now some questions with regards to the website that my team will be creating. So for your website, Ellen, what colors do you want on your website?
We're going for a green, green-white lab type deal, like silver maybe. We've had some logos we kind of created, but that was the idea.
Oh, you do have a logo already or not yet?
If you guys could make one, that would be kind of cool. We just kind of put one together for the time being.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. We can create a logo for you. Not a problem with that. Okay? So if you don't have any logo yet, we will create a logo. You can check and let us know if there are any changes that you would like in the logo that we created. Okay?
Okay.
So for now, for your colors on your website, you want to do something green, white, and silver?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. And what are your top 3 to 6 services that you want to feature on your homepage?
I'm going to have him answer
that. What was the question?
Yep. What are your top 3 to 6 services that you want to feature on your homepage on the website?
Well, junk removal,
mm-hmm.
and dumpster rentals,
mm-hmm.
affordable health, and then, maybe something on there about how, we strive on, services, so a yard cleanup.
Okay. So... you do provide, we're only going to add 4 services for now, so that's going to be junk removal, dumpster rentals, and yard cleanup, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions?
What was that? You cut out.
Yeah, do you want to include any special offers, deals, or promotions on your site?
No.
Okay, yep, we can skip
that. Well,
yeah,
actually I do.
Oh, okay. What would it be?
Veterans are 25% off.
Okay, 25% off for veterans. Okay.
Yes.
And do you have reviews outside of Google that you would like to be displayed on your website? Like, for example, from Yelp, Angie's, or Facebook. Do you have reviews from any of those?
Yes, I have... I have 10 reviews on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. All right. You can work with that. And do you have any videos or pictures that you specifically want to be represented in your site?
We have a lot of before and after pictures, if that's what you're asking.
All right. That's a good idea. I'm going to ask you actually if you would like to include a gallery of before and after photos or videos. So
yeah,
include it
yeah.
in your website? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is very helpful. And would you like to enable online payments in your site?
No.
Okay, yep, we can skip it. And how about booking? Would you like your customers to be able to book directly on your site?
Yes.
Okay, let's work with that. Okay. How about special features? Are there any special features that you would like to add in your website? For example, AI chat widget or blogs?
No, probably not right now.
All right, you can skip it if you're not comfortable with this. And are there any websites that you like? Like, have you checked anyone's website? Maybe you can use it as a reference, or you haven't fully checked anyone's website at all?
We haven't really looked at anyone's websites. We definitely want it to be on the more unique side.
You want to stand out.
Yeah.
Okay.
We also
want
to make it very easy to be contacted.
Okay. Unique, easy to be contacted, something very professional, but easy to navigate, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me just note it here. And do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos on your site? For example, BBB or manufacturer brand?
What was the question?
Like, do you want to show any certifications, affiliations, or partner logos on your site? For example,
no.
You want to... Okay,
nope.
Yep, we can skip it. And is there anything specific that you want to see on your website that we haven't covered?
No, I don't think so. I think you've covered it all.
Okay. Well, anyways, Chris, if you would like to have a deeper conversation about your site layout or advanced features, I can book you a call with our website team, specifically with our design specialist. Or if you would like to check your website first, then that would be okay. What do you think? Do you want me to book you a call with them, or do you want to check your site first?
So how long does it take the site to be made?
For your website, it should be live within like 5 to 7 days or around at least 7 days.
Okay.
And once
is this like Google? So like when you look us up, we'll have like a website?
Yep. So you do already have a domain name, right? So when people are going to pull up themoredumpster.com, they will see your website.
We don't have a Google website or none of that.
Yeah, you know, we are actually going to create you your Google business profile that is different for the website. Okay? So aside from the Google business profile that we will be helping you, we were creating you a website. So when people are going to type in themoredumpster.com, your website will pop up.
Okay.
Yep. So this is what we're working right now, this website. But we will talk about your Google business profile also, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me just note it here. So, but anyways, Chris, you will receive an email once your site is up and running. And if ever you have any, you want some changes or if you want to talk about the website team, just let us know by any time so we can book you on their calendar, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me just note it here then. Okay. All right. And now, let's set up your call tracking, which is included to follow Google's best practices for growth. So we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just pull up the phone number that my team set up for you, Chris. Let me know if you are okay with this phone number so we can finalize this, okay? So they've got you the phone number 517-536-5733. Are you okay with this call tracking number?
Okay, so this number... So re-explain that. Is that a, how does that work?
Okay.
I thought that my company number would be on the website.
Okay. So this call tracking number, Chris, is endorsed by Google itself. So this is a call tracking number, so that means to say we will be promoting you through this number. So people are calling this number, but all the calls will still go directly to your number that ends with 1100. So because of this call tracking number, you are able to track your leads on the dashboard, and it will help you filter out spam calls.
Okay.
Yes.
That makes sense. Okay. Yes. Yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's have this as your call tracking number. But anyways, after we end this call, I will do a test call to make sure that this call tracking number works perfectly fine. Okay?
Yep.
All righty. And also, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting, We do have a one-time fee of $19, and we'll record and implement a brand-quality greeting in your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear being on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling More Dumpster and Junk Removal. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. We can use the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then our team can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
That's fine. I'll take the one you just read off, the professional one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The sample provided, and that's going to be $19 one-time fee. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Just you got the card on file, so.
Gotcha. Do you want to do a female voice or a male voice?
Just email it.
Okay. You want to do female voice, right?
Female fine.
Okay. Anyways, let's go ahead and have a female for you. And also, Chris, are you familiar with Google Workspace, or have you heard of Google Workspace?
I've never heard of them.
Okay. So Google Workspace allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents in your own domain. So you already have a domain name, the one that we just got earlier, themoredumpster.com. And with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant readability. For example, you can have an email that says chris@moredumpsterrental.com or ellen@moredumpster.com or info@moredumpster.com. So that would build immediate trust with prospects, enables your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. We do have a starting price of $19 per month per user. Is that a step that you would like to add to your growth toolkit? Or you can add it anytime if you would like.
Okay.
All right. Yep, you can add it anytime if you would like. And now, Chris, we're going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here shows that you do provide junk removal services, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what is the number one service that you want to win? Like, which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
What was the question? I'm sorry.
Okay. So which services, what is the number one service that you want to win? Like, which services are most profitable for you and which jobs do you want more of?
Junk removal.
Well, anyways, Chris, I have pulled up the top performing industry keywords for you under junk removal. I'm going to go ahead and read to you the keywords because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities. You will also get an email with your personalized keyword strategy. Just apply if you want to make updates, okay? So I'm going to read to you the keywords. Let me know if there's anything that you want me to take out from the list, okay? So I got it here. We have junk removal, junk hauling, rubbish removal, debris removal, residential junk removal, commercial junk removal, estate clean-out, foreclosure clean-out, appliance disposal, furniture disposal, yard clean-up, yard waste removal, brush removal, tree debris removal, storm debris removal, dumpster rental, roll-off dumpster rental service, dumpster rental company, and constructional dumpster rental. Are you okay with all those keywords?
Yep.
Are there any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
No, I think that's about it.
Okay. Well, anyways, Chris, you will receive an email with all those keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list or if you want to add more, just reply to the email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So now, just a few quick questions so we can demonstrate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Okay, so we strive, I don't know what the word is. I mean, we strive in honesty. We strive in, efficiency, and we're not here just for the money. We really want to help the community. And I want to build a company to where, this is where it separates us, is I think that we're because we're not for the money, I think that it kind of sets us apart from the other companies, because a lot of these places, people are paying $800-$900, and, we, as a company, we're charging people like half that, $400-$500. Yeah. I mean, I've gone behind, Lansing Removal, or Lansing Junk Removal, and a couple other companies here in Lansing, Michigan. And, people have literally cried in front of me because my pricing difference, and how big of a relief it was. It's not about the money. Yes, we need the money to keep going, but really the money is just to help us keep going, and to take care of our equipment. Other than that, we're not in it for the money. We just like helping people. So we want this company to be able to where you can truly call us and you can believe and trust that we are the cheapest and we are the best and we are the safest and we are, we're going to take care of you. It's kind of hard. It's hard because we're having a hard time getting our name out there, and that's what makes us, I think if people really found out about what we are and how different we are, I feel like people would actually really like us,
Yes, but all those descriptions that you just mentioned, I think that really sets you apart from them. And to narrow it down, you do have affordable services.
Very affordable.
Yes, very affordable. And I may add, also the customer service is top tier. I'm sure of that. Okay.
Yes.
And also I may add, do you offer free estimates?
What was that?
Do you offer free estimates?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Same day.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Is this family-owned business?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Is this locally owned and operated?
Yes.
Okay. Those are very good descriptions to start with. And do you have a mission statement or not yet?
What was it?
Do you have a mission statement?
Not yet, no.
Okay. If you don't have a mission statement yet, I actually prepared a list of mission statements for you. Do you want to hear a few samples?
Sure.
Okay, so I got it here, Chris. At More Dumpster and Junk Removal, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have At More Dumpster and Junk Removal, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. And the last one is At More Dumpster and Junk Removal, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. So do you like anything from those samples?
Yeah. I mean, I think I like the second one.
Second one.
Yeah.
It really fits with the description that you mentioned earlier. And do you have a tagline or a slogan?
No, not yet.
Okay. Do you want a personalize tagline?
We're literally building as we go.
Okay. Yep, not a problem. And if ever you do have a tagline or a slogan, just let us know, okay?
Yep.
And how many years have you been in business?
2.
2 years. So you started in 2024?
Yep.
Okay. And how many years of experience do you have?
5.
Oh, wow. All right. So let's see. You have 5 years of experience here. And do you work with residential, commercial, or both?
Yep. Both.
Okay. Both. And how many people work with your company?
11.
We have 11, a good number of people here. And what are your hours of operation?
All right, so Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday is 10 a.m. till 3 p.m.
Gotcha. So we have Monday through Saturdays at 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sundays at 10 to 3. Thank you for that. And what types of payments do you accept?
Check, cash, and we're working on card. We're not there yet.
Gotcha. So for now, you do checks and cash.
Yep.
You don't do any Zelle, Venmo, Apple Pay?
Yeah. I think all those, yep.
Okay, Zelle, Venmo, Apple Pay. How about Cash App?
Yep.
Okay, let's add it here. So now that we have your business information, Chris, you do have two options. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And this is the best option that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you this option because blanketing 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and waste your time. You will appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So, which option do you prefer?
Promise me both what you said.
Okay, let's work with the first option. And now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key assets for booking high-value jobs. So I see it's here, Chris, that your business is located in Lansing, Michigan. So for this, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? And again, I would love to give my suggestions because I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if we focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes that is under 2 hours driving distance of your base. Do you think we could work on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I want to be very dominant in Lansing, but I'm also okay with, Flint, Michigan, being dominant over there too. Those are probably the two major cities. Everything within a 25 mile radius around Lansing, I'm okay with that too.
Okay. Actually for now, Chris, we really want to make sure that your Google Business Profile will be ranking well. So for now, let's focus the specific cities or zip codes. Would that would do?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Instead of doing the mile radius. So for now, are you going to work on Lansing and Flint? Are you going to add
Let's do Lansing, Flint, and then let's do Charlotte, Michigan.
Okay. What else?
And then Eaton Rapids, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Mason, Michigan.
Okay.
Holt, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
DeWitt, Michigan. And then we'll do St. John's, Michigan.
Okay. All right, so we do have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, we can work with this. And do you know, Chris, if you do have an existing Google Business Profile?
I do not.
Okay, yep. Actually, before I try to call it, I did a few research just to make sure, because having more than one Google Business Profile is not helpful for you, okay? But I didn't see any business name under your
name. No, I don't. Yeah, I don't have any.
Yeah, so that's not a problem. Then we will create and optimize it for you. So for this, Chris, Google will require 1 or 2 verifications and chooses the verification method. It's either video, phone, email, or postcard, and your assistance is essential for success. So most commonly, you will verify with a short video tour to show your location, signage, equipment, and proof of management, and we will send specific instructions to make this quick and easy. Do you have any business cards or any signage?
Yeah. I have business cards. I have flyers and all that.
Because that will greatly improve your chances of success with video verification, especially if you're a service area business. And have those readily available with everything else when it comes to time to do your video verification. And in the unlikely event that the postcard method is used, you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address you gave earlier. You can reach out to us with a code or enter it yourself in the client dashboard. If you have any troubles with video verification, you can shorten the length of the video, and we recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. But please make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection so that there will be no interruptions, okay?
Yep.
And of course, Chris, to get your Google Business profile verified, Google needs some information to proceed further. So I'm sending you an email that says action needed. Pictures needed for Google verification. So can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible? Your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we'll be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed, okay?
Okay.
And also, Chris, one growth feature that we offer is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
No, that's it.
Yep. Oh, you don't want us to activate automated posts for your business, Chris?
Oh,
this
yes.
So, anyways, this is helpful when it comes to the optimization of your Google Business profile. And if ever you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit or delete it through your dashboard. Okay? There's no extra cost for this. So, I highly recommend. All right. And let's talk about Yelp. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
Yeah, I have Yelp. I have Indeed or Angie and all that. Yep.
Okay. If you do have a Yelp page, we advise you keep managing your current reviews and content directly. But
yes.
If you would like it to be optimized, we will need admin access. Would you like our team to optimize your Yelp profile for a better lead flow?
No. I'm able to manage that.
Okay. All right. We can skip this now. And let's talk about your Facebook business page. Do you currently have a business Facebook page? Oh, you do?
Yes.
Okay, you
yes.
just mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. And do you have access to your business Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay, can you grant us admin access so we can optimize?
Yeah, I can. I can't
yes.
do it right
okay.
this minute, but I can.
Okay, that's okay. I'm going to send you an email instead. I will send you a secure one-click link to grant us partner access. It typically takes 1 to 2 minutes. So once added, Chris, we will optimize your Facebook page. It is important to have consistent information, so please do not make any changes to your name, address, and phone information without letting us know. And I do see that you do have Facebook ads as part of your package, correct?
I think so, yes.
Yep, you actually have a good package to start with. We will run ads for you. Since you do have Facebook ads, I'm going to send you an email that says, grant us access to your Facebook business page to get your ads running. And then again, Chris, on that link, it's going to ask you to log in using your personal Facebook that you use in creating your Facebook business page, but you don't have to worry. We will not have any access to your personal Facebook. We will only be working directly with your Facebook business page, okay?
Okay.
So,
yep.
I'm sending you the email, and if you have time later, you can check it, and I
yep.
hope that you'll be able to add as soon as possible. And let's talk about your Facebook ads, which is included in your strategy. For your Facebook ads, would you like to send specific images or messaging for your Facebook ad campaign, or would you like to have a creative team to handle this for you?
Yeah, just the creative team can handle it.
Okay, let's have a creative team handle this. But you do have a lot of photos that you can send, right?
Yes.
All right. So good idea here. And for your Facebook ads, there are 3 lead response methods, and you can only choose one. We have the form fill, calls, and Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, and we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the lead tab. And if you select calls, Chris, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click and complete the process to call you directly from your Facebook ad. The number of calls you show on your client dashboard under the Facebook ads tab, but unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. So when someone presses the call button in the ad, the dial pad in the user's phone will ask them to confirm that they want to proceed with making the call.
Yep.
Some users don't follow through after clicking the call button in the ad, but this may still show as a call result. And the last option that we have is the Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook Messenger, you have to ensure that you have downloaded the Messenger app. This is also a good way to get your responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through your ad. The messages will come automatically to your Messenger app, which will be a great way to ensure that you'll never miss out on any business or service request.
Yeah, I have all that already.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But I just want to make sure with the three options, I want to give my recommendation. We actually highly recommend using the form fill, Chris, because the form fill gives you better tracking and better quality leads. The other options are calls or Facebook Messenger, but then again, most of our clients running successful campaigns are using the form fill. So which one would you like to use?
Whichever one you recommend is fine.
Okay, let's work with the form fill then. And I do see that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription. Will Google Ads allow you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google, exactly when and where prospects look for your services? So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks. Investing here can quickly activate good jobs and revenue. If you would be interested one day, Chris, we do have a $300 campaign to maximize results if you want to get started. And you can always add it anytime. All right, not a problem. All right. And our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-in, or shall we reach out as needed? Can we call you anytime if you have concerns?
Yeah.
Okay. And earlier, when I talked with Ellen, she mentioned that you don't have a logo, right?
I'm sorry, what was that question?
Yeah, you mentioned earlier that you don't have a logo and we would create a logo for you?
Yeah.
Okay, so we will create a logo for you. I'm gonna know it here. All right. And now you will see several important emails from us soon. First, review your keywords list and let us know if you want to add or adjust, just reply to the message. And if you have the project photos and the videos, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images, so if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
It's Angie. Please, you have to hold for just 1 second.
I got to answer this. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, just take your time.
Hello, this is Chris. Oh, no, it didn't go through.